What's going on, everybody? This is Tyree, and welcome back to Lot Pop Talks. Hopefully, you all had a fantastic weekend. I know that I did, hanging out with the family. On my time off, I wasn't officially off. I had to work, but for the little bit of time I had before I had to go to work, we had a great time together. We really grew closer together as a family. And I apologize, you guys, for the late upload. We were out and about taking care of some business as far as with home, with work and bills. And then we also spent some time together. Me and my wife spent some time together. We went out, enjoyed each other's company, and we really had a chance to really sit and talk about where our life currently is and where we want to go with everything. And we got to talking about how things were for us a few years back when we were, not really feeling each other, you know, when we were talking about divorce and, you know, that tough situation back then. And I tell you what, man, we made some serious headway with each other to the point where we really understood where we were at the time. And we know that that type of lifestyle was something we were not interested in keeping sustained. And so after having that conversation, we walked away, you know, with each other. We walked out through our date, if you will, and we really enjoyed each other's time. And it felt great to talk about certain things. We got a lot of things off our chest and off our mind, and we look forward to the future. And so if you're hearing this, if you're in a relationship or you're not in a relationship, don't even worry about a relationship. If you are worried about something that is bothering you, that's keeping you from being the version of yourself, that 100% version of yourself, that is that can do person, that will do person, that type of man that you know you can be, there is an opportunity in finding that person. That is by keeping it real with yourself. You know, you're learning to tell your own story instead of letting someone else dictate who you are. And that's the question I pose to you guys in this podcast for today. I want you to ask yourself, really, who is telling your story? Is it you or is it someone else? And who is correct? Who is telling the right story? Is it you or is it someone else? We'll take a short break and we'll come back and we'll talk about this thing. I got a nice little example I want to share with you guys. So what empowers you? What makes you feel like the best version of yourself every day? And if you haven't been feeling like that, what's keeping you from it? Tune in here on Lot Pop Talks, message me, and let's talk about some things. Let's find a way not only to help you, but to grow you as a person. This channel is built for men, husbands, and fathers. But if the ladies are listening, you guys are always welcome as well. Stay tuned. So I don't know if you guys are, you know, basketball fans out there. I'm assuming some of the listeners I have are definitely into sports. And if you've watched the NBA Finals, you know that the Golden State Warriors just swept the Cleveland Cavaliers. Now, I'm not a Cavaliers fan or a Golden State fan. So, you know, my heart goes out to you guys if you're a fan and your team just got beat. Also, you know, my heart goes out to you for the team that just won. You know, shout out to you guys. You definitely did your thing. However, the point I bring those two teams up for is because of LeBron James. And everybody knows LeBron James. That man handles his job. He handles his business off and on the court. You know, say what you want about other aspects of his life or whatever, the comparisons to Michael Jordan and Kobe Bryant and whatnot. I don't really care about that. That dude is a monster. And, you know, he's just an overall monster. He tears teams apart. That's his skill. That's his thing. LeBron has an interesting situation, though. And that he has so many skills, so many ways to beat your team, but him himself, if there was a team of LeBrons, they would murder the NBA. But he has what I consider too much talent. And so that he can play on every end of the floor, pretty much doing whatever he wants. But by doing so, he doesn't have anything he can concentrate on. He does it all. He's good at everything. And that's such an interesting situation to have, to be good at everything, So one area that people pick apart is if he's physically and talented that of doing things on the court, where is his mental mindset? Why is this dude under scrutiny for being, you know, compared to Michael Jordan, Kobe Bryant, and why doesn't he have more rings? And you know, for whatever the questions are, there are a million questions out there for this guy. It's interesting to hear people speak about him because everybody has an opinion about who he is and what he stands for and whatever excuses they give him for not having more rings or all the merit that he deserves for the work ethic he puts in. I just thought that that's such an interesting conversation to have and to hear because so many people are interested in telling other people about his life and about his story. Are you, my listeners, are you letting someone else dictate your story? Are you letting somebody spread rumors or opinions about who you are? And another thing is, are you playing to those rumors and opinions? LeBron James puts it all on the floor. And sometimes he lets another side of him shows that his competitiveness with himself makes him great, but his competitiveness with within his profession against other players sometimes is in question. That it is just in question. And so people are saying now that he's lost the most recent finals run that they are done comparing him to Michael Jordan and Kobe Bryant, other players, you know, like that. They're done comparing. You can't do it anymore. Is he a great player? Sure. But will he be like a killer? No. They won't do it. And so they say that he is knocked down a peg or two as far as comparisons to the greats that played before him. If you were to ask LeBron James if those people were right, he'd probably tell you, I don't really care what they think. They don't do what I do. Which is a great response. Do you, listener, care about what other people are saying about you? And if you are, I'm telling you something that you can use today. Stop letting other people, the ones that know you and the ones that don't know you, stop letting other people dictate your story. Telling you what you can and cannot have, what you are and what you aren't. It's time to let that go because you're here on this podcast. You spent a long time wondering if you will ever reach the potential that other people claim they see in you, or that you're asking yourself, will you ever satisfy those people who want to question your very presence? Starting today, we leave those people alone. We leave their thought processes and their opinions alone. Stop wondering if you measure up to what they expect of you. And release yourself from that. I had to learn that about myself. And through my marriage and its issues, I was always trying to cater to what everybody thought about me because I wanted to change their mind to the point where I hated myself. I didn't like who I was because I was so busy trying to be what everyone else wanted me to be, no matter how good at it I actually was. We have got to get men back to a time and an era where they felt good about what they do. They feel good about their talents that God has given them. That you feel good about the love that you would share with yours without worrying about looking like a sissy or looking like a wimp or being called some other derogatory term that diminishes who you are and what you stand for. This is one of the podcast situations, you know, I wanted to put out there for you guys. And through the week, we're going to talk about some ways how you can eliminate what people think about you and how you are allowing yourself or have allowed yourself to let them tell your story. This week is all about you. My name is Tyree Wilson. This channel is called Lock Pop. I'll check you guys next time.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.